So.
Well, we get ready for the second half of play. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. The Eau Claire North Huskies and the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, the crosstown showdown in girls basketball. And as we get ready for the second half, it's a tight one right now. As tight as a pair of Christmas jeans after you eat that holiday ham. 28-27, the Huskies lead the Old Abes. A tight one here as they get ready for the second half. I mean, there will be houses on Christmas morning that will not be as tightly packed as this game has been so far here. Derek, your thoughts and some stats.
Well, honestly, it's just been a close game. It's always an exciting one, even if you're not rooting for anybody. Just seeing a close game is always a fun one. Well, some stats-wise, Memorial shooting 8 for 27 from the field on 30% shot made percentage. For North, 10 for 30, 33% for them. Rebound-wise, this is where we see a large amount for Memorial. They had a total of 24 rebounds in the first half. 13 on the defense and 13 on the offense and 11 on the defense. For North, they had 12 rebounds, 6 defensive, and 6 offensive. So I look forward to in this one, and we'll just see how the stats will play out at the end.
Some individual leaders in that first half for Memorial. They were led by Lydia Palmier, who had 12 points. Jordan Peed and Raina Welsh were both limited in that first half. If Brandon Fanning's team's going to win, getting one of those two going is probably going to be essential. As for North, Debbie Peterson's number one scorer, Ellie O'Keefe, had a great first half. 14 points for Ellie O'Keefe. Adeline Shepler had 8 points for the Huskies. Well, we're ready for the second half. In the second half, Memorial wearing the purple will head left to right across your listening device. Meanwhile, North in the white will head from right to left across your radio dial or your computer or your smartphone, depending on how you are listening to us and following us today. Of course, we got people tuned in locally on 93.5 The Tap, but anywhere, thanks to echometownradio.com and the Civic Media app. Heck, they could be tuned in tonight in Evansville, Indiana, if they so wish. Hey, shout out to Indiana tonight on the old intro webs. Well, again, North will have the ball to begin the second half. They lead 28-27. They had not led in this game at all until Adeline Shepler's bucket in the waning seconds of the first half. So North basketball, meanwhile, Memorial trying to win this game and beat North for a sixth consecutive time. North basketball, Buschendorf trying to back her way down. Can't do anything though. Here's O'Keefe trying to drive through. She can't. Now Buschendorf from the elbow. Jump shot off the front rim. No. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jaden Smith for North. And it'll be Memorial ball as Raina Welsh will be the one to throw it in. The pep band opposite of us vacates the bleachers. Leaves a gaping emptiness. Opposite of us, they had a great rendition of the national anthem before the game and kept people entertained at halftime. Plus, they had the beanbag toss at halftime, the basketball version of the chuck-a-puck they do in hockey. Raina Welsh underneath for Memorial. She got left open, and Raina Welsh is able to score. She's up to 6 points in the game, and Memorial has leaped back in front, 29-28, opening minute of the second half. Buschendorf, left sideline for North. Pitter patters with the ball, then throws it outside for Shepler. Shepler rainbows a pass underneath. The ball knocked around off fingertips. Bodies go tumbling along the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Back to Memorial, despite the effort of trying to save it by Sands Hannah. Firth. Again, not a large student body here tonight for either side. The North students are opposite of us, all wearing white, but there's maybe only 36 of them. Meanwhile, Memorial's got a group of students all decked out in black right behind their bench, down and to our right. Meanwhile, Memorial can't score the other way. A defensive rebound for North. Shepler underneath, trying to dribble her way around Raina Welsh, and she got tripped up by Welsh underneath. That'll be a big foul on Raina Welsh. That's her third, and we heard Debbie Peterson, North head coach, talk before the game, the key of containing Raina Welsh. Well, with three fouls, Welsh has got to be extra sensitive out there now.
Yep, now you got to be careful once you got the third.
So Raina Welsh is going to start thinking in the back of her mind about that. Now, unfortunately, though, for North, they throw the ball away. Memorial forcing the turnover. Coming of the way, Adams throws into the left corner. Open three by Peed. Comes up short. Rebound back to North. North ball, they're down by a point. Ellie O'Keefe, left wing, has it. She'll yo-yo with the ball back out to midcourt. Switches to the left hand, drives through, leaves it for Buschendorf. Pass to Santana at the baseline. Lasers it outside to Shepler, and North will slow it down again. Ellie O'Keefe, left sideline. Works her way to the left wing. Thought about taking a three, but she was being shadowed by the much taller Raina Welsh, and was not going to be able to get a shot over her. Now the ball loose on the deck. Everybody flopping around like a fish. The ball on the North logo at midcourt in a hell ball situation. On the alternating possession arrow, it'll be Memorial ball. Well, once that ball landed there, it was like you were transported back to 1997, and there was one Tickle Me Elmo that was left, and moms were throwing elbows. Derek, you saw that Toys That Built America about that?
Yeah, I saw that last night.
Of course, we always love the scene from the Cabbage Patch doll craze back in the 80s, where your grandmother, my mom very much, was like that lady that yelled, "I got my doll." Moms used to have to make back deals, behind department stores for toys. Meanwhile, ball thrown away. North has the basketball, down by a point. Running up the floor is Shepler. Shepler cannot score, but she was fouled. And Adeline Shepler, no. The foul? I thought there was a foul on the player. They just gonna say it was a travel. I think one official began to call foul. He stuck up two fingers, so I looked down. But they must have called a travel on Shepler. So the ball is back to Memorial. Ball, they lead by one. 14:45 to play in the second half. A low-scoring rock fight we've had so far. Jordan Peed dribbling out the free throw line. She got fouled. That'll be the first team foul on North. Third personal, though, on Sans Hanna.
In for the Huskies, number 14, Jewel Smith.
By the way, nothing brings out the stars like the Crosstown Showdown. Former Eau Claire Blue Gold standout, Tyra Swanson's down below. She's an assistant coach for the North Huskies. Raina Welsh at the left block for Memorial. Couldn't score on the first shot. Got her own rebound. Scores on the follow-up, and she was fouled. She was fouled by Sans Hanna. That's her fourth. And Welsh will go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. Her team up 31-28. But yeah, Tyra Swanson's down below. She was Tyra Betcher until a few months ago. She married another former Blue Gold athlete, former football player Joe Swanson, the family guy, Joe Swanson. Meanwhile, Raina Welsh completes the three-point play. She scores on the free throw. It's a four-point lead for Memorial early in the second half, 32-28. By the way, Derek, you know who is also here? Nothing brings out the stars. Your babysitter is here. Ellie O'Keefe underneath for North, a reverse layup. Ellie O'Keefe scores. He's up to 16 in the game. Memorial's lead is cut to 32-30. Palmier working the left baseline, trying to work her way around. Smith cannot do so, forced up a shot, won't go. North ball. North the ball, down by two. Smith top of the key. Got to the left wing, a three by Jaden Smith. Front rim, no. Rebound underneath is grabbed and controlled by Lydia Palmer for Memorial. They got it ahead to Cora Graham. Graham ran the floor, but her shot is thrown out of bounds. Her shot blocked by the trailer, Ellie O'Keefe, who is able to say, "Oh no, who has for you? And the roast beast belongs to us." 2-point lead for Memorial, though. They keep possession. The ball thrown in, right corner. A three won't fall for Palmyre. And now a wrestling match on the ensuing rebound underneath. The ball controlled by Meredith Adams for Memorial. She got fouled, though. And they're going to say she was beginning to get her hands up for the shot. So they're going to give Meredith Adams two free throws. Second personal foul on Cortara Smith for North, as Adams' first free throw halfway down, but the basket elf pops it out. No, does not get the friendly roll on the road. 13:42 to play in the second half. 32-30, Memorial leads by two. Second free throw from the left, Adams. That one's nothing but net. Adams has her first point of the game. And the Memorial lead is back to three at 33-30. 13:42 to go in the second half. Raina Welsh was on the bench for a moment for Memorial. She's gone back out there. Remember, she's playing with three fouls. North's Novalin Sanz-Hanna has been pretty much staple to the bench most of the game. She's picked up four fouls in only a few minutes of game action. North basketball. Here's Shepler. Dribbling the ball at the top of the key. Got to Ellie O'Keefe. High out to the left. O'Keefe will yo-yo with the ball, right hand, switches to the left, but nowhere to go. Good defense by Jordan Pede, all over her like, whipped cream on a pie. Ellie O'Keefe drives on through this time, tries the finger roll with the right hand, it hits the front rim, will not fall though. Rebound back to Memorial. Right corner, open three by Olivia Cooper. Halfway down and it spits out, no good. It horseshoed around and kicked out. Rebound North. North ball down by three, 12:45 to go in the second half. Ellie O'Keefe, left wing, pulls up at the elbow, hands it to Buschendorf. Buschendorf getting her booty in the belly of Raina Welsh, turns around, takes a shot. That leaks off the side though, no good. Rebound back to Memorial. Fed underneath to Raina Welsh. She got position on Buschendorf. Could not score. Raina Welsh gets it back, and now they're going to get they're going to call a hell ball. Buschendorf got her hands there on the ball with Raina Welsh. Welsh looked like she had pulled it away quick, but they had a quick whistle on it. And on the hell ball, the possession arrow gives the ball back to North.
Well, that's one. Just a hell of a ball. Not much you can really do in a hell ball scenario other than...
Well, very good play by Buschendorf.
That, just being able to get that ball in the hell ball situation.
It's like your sister grabbing onto an elf, not gonna let go. But the ball stolen away at midcourt by Memorial's Ashlyn Schroeder. Schroeder the other way, can't score, but she was fouled by the trailer.
On the Huskies number three.
Foul will be on Ava O'Keefe. That'll be her third personal. And Schroeder to the line to shoot two. So Schroeder, the steal at midcourt, was unable to finish the layup the other way, but that's because she was fouled by Ava O'Keefe, who wants her to earn it at the line, and Schroeder misses the first free throw. Hey folks, local talk each morning right here on 93.5 The Tap. Join Pat Kreitlow as he talks to the newsmakers in the Chippewa Valley and across the state of Wisconsin. Up North with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on 93.5 The Tap. Ashlyn Schroeder makes the second free throw, the lead to four. North trying to counter, but a three ball by Ava O'Keefe, left side. That will not fall for her, and the rebound to Shaw for Memorial. Shaw sprinting up the floor. Right hand layup off the glass, he scores. Shaw saw just enough of an opening and was able to fill it. Sports right on through and scores, and it's 36-30 Memorial. Now another steal. Here's Shaw the other way from Memorial. Underneath, zigzags her way through, puts it up, no, but she got whacked on the arm by Ava O'Keefe. That'll be Ava O'Keefe's fourth foul. And Reyes Shaw to the line. She'll shoot two with her team up by six. Timeout taken by North. We'll take one with them. 11:29 to play in regulation. Memorial leads by six, 36-30. This is high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Well, do you know a local student interested in exploring a career in broadcasting? We want to hear from them. Opportunities exist for local area students to be on these very broadcasts, including taking my job. Think of that, Derek.
Oh, I couldn't imagine that.
Parents and students themselves can reach out to me by heading to echometownradio.com for more details. 36-30, Memorial leading North, 11:29 to play in the second half. Reyes shot the line to shoot two for Memorial. She missed the first one, but she makes the second one. And it's a 7-point lead for Memorial, matching a game-high lead they had in the first half. Remember, North had rallied back to take a lead at the very end of the first half. But North has built the lead back to 7 here in the second half. At the top of the key, Scheffler for North had the basketball. She got fouled on a reach-in, though, by Lydia Palmer for Memorial.
Yeah, North here in this one just been shut down in the second half. Even from, like, taking any shots, they've had about 5 shots in the second half.
Ellie O'Keefe had 14 points in the first half, only 2 so far in the second half. North basketball, Haley Lavoie with it right side. Feeds a pass underneath, got it to Standiford. Nowhere to shoot, though. She'll pass it left corner to Ellie O'Keefe. She'll run the baseline. A floater with the right hand will go up and in. Nice, pretty shot there by Ellie O'Keefe. Cuts the lead to 32-37. Oh, as sweet as an apple pie. Ball back to Memorial. Right side, they're going to get Jordan Peed on a travel. So Jordan Peed on the travel, and the ball back to North, and a chance for North to stack some points together here, trailing by a score of 37-32. Ellie O'Keefe has pretty much been the offense. She's got in this game now 18 points. Haley Lavoie with the basketball left wing for North. Right hand dribble, works off a pick up top, got it to Bush and over the free throw line. Pass right side to Scheffler. Scheffler driving underneath. Gets a pass off to the left corner for Jaden Smith. Back to Scheffler. Underneath. Outside to Lavoie. Trying to find an opening here. Lavoie trying to work her way underneath. The ball raked away from her, though, by Schroeder. Up the floor, Shaw. Pass was too strong for Shaw. She saves it on the baseline, though. Into the hands of Schroeder. And Schroeder will score. What a play by Shaw, who caught the ball right along the baseline like a wide receiver, making sure that their feet stay in bounds, then dropped it off to Schroeder, and Schroeder will score to make it 39-32 Memorial. North can't get a 3-ball to go the other way. Reyna Welch, the rebound for Memorial. The ball, though, comes loose in the lane off the top of somebody's sneaker. And we're going to get a foul call here on Reyna Welch, which will be her 4th. So they get a foul on Reyna Welch after Welch had the ball and went off. The ball then in the scrum went off the top of the sneakers of one of her teammates, and Welch, in the process of going back for the ball, they call her for the foul, which is her fourth, her team's 3rd. But Welch, with 9:39 to go in regulation and her team up by 7, will take a seat on the bench. Here's Buschendorf underneath for North. Dropping it off to Scheffler, runner in the lane with the right hand, front rim, back rim. And the ball gets massaged on through. Scheffler the bucket. 39-34, he'll up by 4. They'll answer right back. There's Shaw again. Shaw scores with the left hand, hard off the glass. 7-point lead for Memorial. Ellie O'Keefe, left wing for North. Try to backdoor feed underneath, looking for Jaden Smith. The ball comes loose. It's a jump ball situation, or a hell ball, as a couple of Tookuses end up on the wooden floor going for the ball. And on the alternating possession arrow, It's going to stay North basketball. No, it's Memorial ball. Yeah, it's Memorial ball. Well, Derek, a chance for Memorial to extend their lead. They lead by 7, which matches a game high with 9 minutes to go in the second half.
Man, would they love a 9-point lead right now.
Schroeder, left block, puts up a shot, no, gets her own rebound, the putback, that won't fall. And Cortara Smith able to wrestle the ball free for North. You just get the sense right now, the game a bit on the lip. North's got to find some points. Hope Buschendorf at the block. Outside to Shepler. Shepler drives on through. She puts it up with the right hand. The ball hangs on the rim, but will not fall. She was fouled, though, and Shepler to the line. This shoot two. Third personal foul on Lydia Palmer.
Well, that's one. That's three now. This is the danger zone for her.
First free throw by Shepler. Off the heel. No, is it? Bounds harmlessly off to the right. Local podcast made by locals talking about the things that matter to those that live in the Chippewa Valley. Check out echometownradio.com for a full selection of great local podcasts. Now Shepler ends up missing both free throws and the possession sealed off by Jordan Peed, who gets the rebound from Memorial. Memorial the ball, attacking the hoop down to our right. They lead by 7, trying to beat their crosstown rivals for a 6th consecutive time. Now the ball, though, dribbled out of bounds by Memorial. Ball dribbled off the shoelace, off the scorer's table below us, and the ball back to North.
North, they're just looking for points at this point. They're going to try to build back into this one.
Now North has been limited to just 6 points in this second half, and that won't help them. The ball at midcourt was thrown to the front court and then quickly thrown right back to the backcourt. A mental goof right there. The proverbial, brain sneeze. So the unforced air by North. On the inbounds from midcourt, they threw it to the front court, then threw it right back to the backcourt. That's an over and back. So the ball back to Memorial. Up by 7. Shaw, up top, left-hand dribble, muscles away. Her shot got partially blocked by Ellie Jacobs, who's in the game for North, but they get Jacobs on the foul.
On the Huskies, number 20. James.
That'll be her first. And the team line. 6, Shaw to the Rhea line Shaw. To shoot 2. Rhea Shaw, the sophomore, has really flashed in this game so far as she makes the free throw there. I've got her at 8 points in this game right now. So an 8-point lead, largest of the game for Memorial. Second free throw up. That one pops out. No, Jacobs the rebound for North. 8-point lead for Memorial. Their largest of the game. 42-34. A 3 by Ellie O'Keefe won't go. In fact, was an air ball. Out of bounds, back to Memorial. The North JV team did win the JV tussle before this one. So the Memorial Old Ames varsity team trying to exact a little bit of revenge, make that 15-minute bus ride back to the Memorial campus on the mid-south side of the community. Much more enjoyable. Cooper for 3, left wing, off the heel for Memorial. No, long rebound back out in midcourt is tracked down by Peed for Memorial, and they will get another chance to put some batter together.
Timeout.
But they'll get a chance also to think it over. Brandon Fanning, the head coach from Memorial, calls a timeout to talk things over, and we'll take one with them. 7:31 to go in regulation. Memorial leads North 42-34. This is high school basketball, Folkware Hometown Media, and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Memorial Old Aves have opened up an 8-point lead, 7:30 to play in the second half here at North High. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano with us as well. Memorial the ball, leading by 8. Right corner open 3 by Cooper for Memorial. That's off the front rim. No rebound. Ellie O'Keefe with it for North. North needs points here. They only have 6 in this second half with 7 minutes to go in regulation. Buschendorf driving the right baseline, goes up, scores as that ball takes a tour around the rim and got massaged on through the netting. Memorial the basketball. Here's Shaw. She's really put her fingers around this game the last 5 or so minutes. Shaw stops 5 feet out, drops it off outside to Schroeder. Schroeder now penetrates on through, leaves it for Adams, left block. Adams gets double teamed but finds a safety valve on the baseline. Back outside, here's an open 3 that's off the back rim. No good by Jordan Peed. Off the rebound, the ball goes into the corner, tracked down by Adams for Memorial. Another offensive rebound, and the Memorial is going to call a timeout. So Memorial will call a timeout. We will keep it here. 6:33 to go in regulation. Memorial leads 42-36. So even with Raina Welch on the bench for Memorial, saddled with 4 fouls, they're still getting those offensive rebounds. Derek, they're not one and done Memorial in this game. They're usually 2, 3, sometimes 4 opportunities. A lot of trips to the buffet for Memorial.
They're getting those extra shots and just, well, being on the, practically being on the backboard, getting all those rebounds whenever they can.
Memorial does have a slight size advantage. Now, a lot of coaches will always go back and talk about rebounding. A lot of it is about effort. That's something that both of these coaches will look back at the video and they'll decide where effort may or may not have been the differing factor on some of these rebounds. But one thing is for sure, this Memorial team is not being denied. They ask for the BB gun for Christmas. If they don't get it, they keep asking for it year in and year out. Memorial is getting 2, 3, 4 chances here, but they're not always scoring. Again, they only have 42 points in this game. But it's not as though they're going down quietly. So Memorial with the ball off of their timeout, 6:33 to go in regulation. Memorial leads 42-36. They have the ball. Running the baseline, a runner with the left hand, won't go for Shepard. Another offensive rebound for Memorial. Shaw underneath, Shaw can't score either, but she got fouled. And Shaw will go to the line to shoot 2. More offensive rebounds for Memorial, and while it did not get points right there, it did lead to Hope Buschendorf getting her 4th personal foul for North. Shaw, meanwhile, misses the first free throw there.
Number 1, O'Keefe, back to the floor for the Huskies.
Now Hope Buschendorf will take a seat on the bench. She's got 4 fouls for North. Shaw's second free throw, that one bounces on in as it takes some paint off of the rim, but scores nonetheless. She's got 9 points in this game now, does Shaw. Ellie O'Keefe drives on through, leaves it left baseline to Ava O'Keefe. Her sister Ava O'Keefe, a 10-foot baseline jumper is good. And the lead is cut to 38-43. But coming right back is Shaw for Memorial. And Shaw scores again. It's 45-38 as Shaw in this second half has been as powerful of that as a lightning bolt. 7-point lead for Memorial with 5:30 to play in regulation. 15-foot jump shot by Ava O'Keefe is good. Ava O'Keefe needed it and got it for her team right there. 45-40 in favor of Memorial. 5-point lead. Right baseline. This is Shaw. Shaw working her way into the paint, up and on her move, off the glass, she scores! Shaw with 2 more points. It's 47-40 in favor of Memorial. They're up by 7. Ellie O'Keefe out between the wheels. Got it high out right to Lavoie. Left side to Shepler. Shepler right-hand dribble now to the left side. Works her way into the paint. Puts off the glass. Hangs on the back rim and falls on through. Shepler with a big bucket there to cut the lead to 47-42 in favor of Memorial. 5-point lead for Memorial. Memorial keeps answering back, however. Good job by Memorial when they keep answering back here. They're not allowing North to layer together a comeback. Shaw drives on in, took contact from Ava O'Keefe. They're going to get a foul on O'Keefe, and Shaw's going to go to the line to shoot two. So Shaw will go to the line to shoot two, and for Ava O'Keefe, that's her fifth foul. And that'll be the end of the day for Ava O'Keefe. So Ava O'Keefe's day will end with unofficially 5 points to her ledger in this one. Meanwhile, Raina Welch is going to check back in for Memorial. Remember, she's playing with four fouls. 4:21 to play in the second half. 5-point lead for Memorial, and Rhea Shaw to the line to shoot two. Shaw's got 13 points in this game. First free throw from the righties up, and it hits the front rim, no. Hey, a reminder, our coverage of high school basketball continues on Tuesday, January 9th. We'll have the Eau Claire Crosstown Rivalry in boys basketball, Memorial against North. That's Tuesday, January 9th, boys basketball. Coverage begins at 7 right here on 93.5 The Tap and echometownradio.com. Well, Shaw missed both free throws, but there's Raina Welch. The offensive rebound for Welch, and she'll score. Answering right back is Ellie O'Keefe for North, a 5-foot runner in the lane. 5-point lead for Memorial. And Memorial has the ball with 4 minutes to go in regulation. North not getting these defensive stops. Here's Schroeder driving in for Memorial. Left-hand shot, no good underneath. Offensive rebound to Welch. Welch gets bellied by Cortara Smith of North. Welch ends up on her rear end. And that'll be a foul on Cortara Smith. That's her team's ninth. And that's going to send Raina Welch to the line, shooting a big 1-1 here. So North keeps scoring now, Derek, but Memorial keeps answering, not allowing North to build that comeback lasagna where you get those scores and stops layered together.
Yep, it's one team. Yes, one team scores, then another team. 11, then Sam the other scores.
Now Raina Welch to the line, she'll shoot a big 1-1, her team leading by 5. 49-44 with 3:42 to play in regulation. Welch makes the first free throw. Raina Welch, we have 10 points in a game in which she has had limited minutes due to fouls. Second free throw, lines it off the back rim, no. Rebound, Schroeder for Memorial, but it's ripped out of her hands. Ellie O'Keefe has it for North. 6-point lead for Memorial, North has the ball. Ellie O'Keefe between the wheels, behind the back dribble. Out to guard her, it is Pete. Ellie O'Keefe picks up the dribble at the free throw line extended, needs help. She'll hand it to Bushendorf, then throw it away, picked up by Schroeder. Schroeder in a foot race. Schroeder will put up a shot, blocked from behind. Oh, but picking up the loose ball behind her was Pete. Pete is right there to score. And it's 52-44 in favor of Memorial. Coming right back though for North is Jaden Smith. Smith hits a big three along the left side. Or is it just a two? They're going to talk it over the officials. Jaden Smith hit a long shot from along the left side. And I think they gave her the three, they did. The officials got together to talk it over. So the three by Jaden Smith will the lead to 5. So Memorial leads by 5 with 3 minutes left to go in this one. Memorial the basketball, Schroeder at the free throw line, leaving it for Palmier. Big first half by Palmier. She's cooled off the second half, got to the hot hand of the second half. Shaw underneath, Shaw can't score. Offensive rebound again for Memorial. Here's Pede from the left side of the lane. She'll drive on through and score with the left hand. Back to a 7-point lead for Memorial. A three on the way, left side for North. No good by Jaden Smith. Ball goes out of bounds and a foul on Reno Welch for North, for Memorial. Welch in a foot race with Santana of North in the far side corner. And they're going to get a foul on Welch. That'll be Welch's fifth foul. So Reno Welch will foul out of the game. That's only the fifth foul on Memorial, so a non-shooting situation. 2:23 left to go in regulation, 7-point lead for Memorial. The teams will huddle after the fifth foul on Reno Welch, as Brandon Fanning will have to make a substitution. Well, don't forget to check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games as well. North basketball, they attack the hoop to our left. They're down by 7, 2:20 left to go. Shepard driving in right side, puts up a shot, hangs on the rim, falls off, no, and the rebound to Memorial. Cora Graham got control of the ball, and Memorial has the ball, and they can start to milk some time off the clock, up by 7. Reyes Shaw way out to the left side. She'll back it out to midcourt. O'Keefe is out to guard her, and O'Keefe tries to paw the ball away from her. The ball goes out of bounds off of O'Keefe. Along the far side, rolls into the first row of bleachers, and now a timeout taken by North. 1:55 to go in regulation. Memorial leading this crosstown showdown 54-47. Back with the finish right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm. 1:55 left in regulation. The Memorial Old Abes leading the Eau Claire North Huskies 54-47. Then a minute 55 separating Memorial from winning this crosstown showdown for a sixth consecutive time. Derek, I think the key in this one here has been Memorial hasn't shot the ball particularly well, but they've had a lot more, if you will, shots on goal than North because of all of those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, just looking at how many offensive rebounds I've written on my sheet, it's a lot for Memorial.
Derek will have full stats on the postgame show when this one's over. Memorial ball out in midcourt. Reyes Shaw had the ball, throws it near side off the fingertips, though, of her teammate Cora Graham, right to the side of their head coach Brandon Fanning. The ball turned over, and it'll be North ball. Well, you got to figure it's a must-score possession for North. Down by 7 with 1:40 to play. Ellie O'Keefe has the ball. O'Keefe's got 20 points in the game. Leaving it for Haley Lavoie. Lavoie trying to curl in, but she got walled off by Pete. Here's Shepard. Two races on through and scores with the left hand off the window. That'll allow North to set up a full court press. Down by 5 with 1:15 to go. Reyes Shaw in the backcourt. The defense will pull back. Shaw across the midcourt stripe. Shaw got around O'Keefe, drives through with the left-hander shot, no good, offensive rebound, Schroeder. And Memorial will play it back outside, and again, another offensive rebound. Santana is gonna get called for the foul for North out at midcourt with 1:02 to go. That'll send Memorial to the line to shoot two, with that being the 10th foul on North, and in fact, the fifth personal on Santana, so her night is over. Lydia Palmier will go to the line to shoot two for Memorial. But even right there, once again, North brought the lead down to 5 for Memorial, but they cannot stack those scores and stops together. They got the missed shot from Shaw, but there was Ashlyn Schroeder to get the offensive rebound for Memorial. Well, a couple of free throws here for Lydia Palmer, trying to add to a five-point lead. First free throw's up, and she got it. Palmer's got 13 points in this ball game. Now Memorial, if they hold on, they'll improve to 3-1 in the conference as Palmer makes both free throws. The lead up to 7 with 1 minute to go. Memorial's got a non-conference home game on Friday night against La Crosse Logan. Gertara Smith, baseline jumper for North, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Shepler for North. Shepler dribbles a couple times underneath. Then before she could go up for another shot, dribbled it off of the top of her right sneaker. Ball goes out of bounds, back to Memorial with 47 seconds to go. By the way, North, they'll have a non-conference home game as well on Friday. They take on Somerset. So both teams back in action on Friday, but both teams out of conference. Memorial basketball with 45 seconds to go. Ball played to the backcourt. Dribbled by Palmer. Palmer dribbles across the midcourt stripe. 39-38. Memorial doesn't have to take a shot here. They're up by 7. Shaw has at the midcourt logo now. Ellie O'Keefe goes all over her like a poorly fitted suit. And a timeout taken by Brandon Fanning, the Memorial head coach. So it doesn't look like North is fouling on purpose, down by 7 with 25 seconds to go, but they're also not relaxing the muscles. Brandon Fanning will use a timeout here for Memorial as they look to bring this one into a, well, into the garage, if you will. The bread basket is empty. We're just waiting for the check to arrive. Memorial leading this one 56-49 with 25 seconds to go. And Derek, a game that never, a game that was close all throughout here today.
Yeah, it was close all throughout. And then it just took Memorial pulling away here in the second half.
And the thing is, Memorial had a two-possession lead for most of this ball game, but they never made it a double-digit lead. It never became a blowout, if you will. And remember, North actually led at the half after they'd come back once. Memorial throws the ball in, ball in midcourt. And we're gonna get it over and back here at midcourt. The ball came off the hands of Lydia Palmer as she was being guarded. She has to track it down in her backcourt, so the ball turned over to North. We have 22 seconds to play. So North basketball, 22 seconds to go. Ellie O'Keefe is having a hard time finding somebody open to throw it into. So she'll get bailed out as her coach, Debbie Peterson, will call the timeout. Well, Derek, I don't know about you, but I know when we get home here in about a half hour, mommy's got sloppy joes waiting for me. And my wife, your mom, Angela Montesano, makes great sloppy joes. The thing is, my wife, as long as she doesn't eyeball the ingredients, as long as she follows the recipe, I'm good to go. But when she tries to eyeball the recipe, the ratio of mustard to ketchup to salt and pepper, it loses its flavor, the sloppy joes. Personally, I would rather just use Manwich, but my wife has got a disdain for Manwich, similar to that of coaches have to turnovers. What are you having for dinner, Derek?
I'm not 100% sure.
You can have sloppy joes. They're super sloppy tonight. Now North of basketball, Shepler driving in the lane, ball out of her possession. Picked back up by her teammate, Jaden Smith. She tried to go back to Shepler, ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay North ball with 14 seconds to go. As the Memorial students down to our right begin to do a victory chant. Well, one more timeout taken by North, and what Debbie Peterson is doing here with 14 seconds left, her team's not gonna come back and win this game, and she's a realistic, pragmatic person by no means. She's not trying to come back. What she's trying to do, though, is there might be a situation later in the season where North's in a position where there's 14 seconds left and the game is tied or they're down by a point or whatever, and they're gonna run one of those plays right here. opportunity for them, if you will, to get live game reps of a situation. 56-49, though, a 7-point lead for Memorial. Memorial doing all of this damage on the glass in today's game to set up this 7-point lead, and in most of it without Reyna Welch, who was in foul trouble for most of the game, but other players stepped up, namely Ashlyn Schroeder on the glass, allowing this Memorial team to get so many opportunities at the hoop. Ball be triggered in by Ellie O'Keefe underneath the hoop. She attacks. Thrown underneath the Kortara Smith. Kortara Smith off the glass. No. Great defense on her by Cora Graham. Rebound Memorial, and now a foul in the backcourt as Schroeder was dribbling up the floor. They'll get a foul on Kortara Smith with 6 seconds to go. And we play this for statistical purposes only, as Schroeder to the line to shoot a pair with Memorial in the double bonus. 56-49, Memorial leading by 7. And it'll stay 7 as the first free throw by Ashlyn Schroeder is no good. Schroeder, by the way, I've got her, I think, at 4 points, make it 5. Makes the free throw, makes it 57-49. The last couple of seconds will tick away. Here's a 3 from the left side for North, no good. Put back by Shepler, will fall at the buzzer for statistical purposes. Shepler will score just before the final horn, and that'll make the final score officially 57-49. Well, now they're all messed up on the scoreboard up there. What was the final score? 57-51. There we go. The Shepler bucket makes it 57-51. Memorial ends up defeating North here tonight. So Memorial wins round one of the Crosstown Showdown this year by the final score of 57-51. Derek, a game in which Memorial really had control throughout because of what they were able to do on the glass.
Yeah, it was the glass that was able to give them this win.
Now, North was able to get back into this game because of their shooting ability, but again, Memorial ends up going on and winning this one tonight. We'll come back. We'll give you some final thoughts on this game. We'll give you final stats and all of that jazz as well. The Memorial Old Abes win this Crosstown Showdown matchup, going on the road to North and winning by the final score of 57-51. Post-game recap coming up right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back one final time to Eau Claire North High. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves win round one of the Crosstown Showdown this year as they take this one by a final score of 57-51. So in the girls' side of this Crosstown Showdown, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves have now won 6 in a row, dating back to the end of the 2001 season. Memorial wins this one. Memorial did it with rebounding and defense. A solid win for the Old Abes and for the North Huskies. A game in which Ellie O'Keefe was outstanding tonight. We'll talk about her stats. They struggled to maybe find another supporting character, though. Throughout the course of the game, Adeline Shepler was able to get some points for them. Where they really struggle, where as good as Memorial did on the glass, what will keep Debbie Peterson up tonight and will frustrate her, no doubt, is all of that inability to seal off Memorial's offensive possessions. Memorial, we'll get the final stats here, but Memorial didn't particularly shoot the ball well. They just had an awful lot of shots and eventually were able to score on a lot of those. Derek, some of your thoughts.
Well, honestly, it was a perfect example of quantity over quality in this one.
That's really the key. That's really what it was. Memorial was getting two or three kicks of the can on offensive possessions and simply was able to outlast North in that regard. And then there was one key stretch in this game as the North Huskies in the game. It had become a seven-point lead again for Memorial, and North kept getting buckets. North kept getting it down to 5 points. The teams began to trade buckets, which was bad for North, great for Memorial. North would get a big bucket, but couldn't get the defensive stop, which from a North standpoint was frustrating, as they weren't able to generate any type of, if you will, traction in the comeback. And for Memorial, a great job by Brandon Fanning's team to make sure there wasn't a significant comeback bid the last 5 or 6 minutes of this game.
Yeah, that's a big thing for them, preventing that comeback.
Well, some final stats in this game, some leading scores. The North Huskies were led by Ellie O'Keefe, who had 20 points in this game. O'Keefe with 20 points. Adeline Shepler added 12 points in the game. Ava O'Keefe had 5 points. Meanwhile, for the Memorial Old Abes, they were led by Rhea Shaw, who had 13 points in the game. She did a big job in the second half. She was key in the second half for Memorial. In the first half, Lydia Palmer helped to spark the offense. Palmer finished with 12 points for Memorial. And Raina Welsh, despite being limited because of all that foul trouble and eventually fouling out, she still finished with 9 points. Derek, some team stats in this game. By the way, Derek's got himself a little fan club here.
Yes, sir, Derek.
Some of your classmates are all around you for this crosstown show.
Yep, the total count of classmates that I was able to spot today was 4. So,
Derek even spotted a girl that he knows here tonight. Oh, yeah.
Again with that.
Well, Derek, why don't you tell us the stats, though?
Well, final stats for the second half. North went 11 for 22 from the field, so a 50% shot percentage. Memorial, 10 for 27. It was just the relentless pressure for them that was able to get them those fouls that got them those extra buckets.
That's the other thing, too. All those offensive rebounds also led to those fouls, which led to free throws and all that. So North shot 50% from the field in the second half. That's usually going to be enough for you to win a ball game. It just shows you how big the glass was in this game.
As for rebounds in the second half, North, 8 rebounds, 2 offensive and 6 defensive. Memorial, all over the glass in this one. A total of 19 rebounds in the second half alone.
And 12 of them were offensive rebounds. So Memorial with a 19-8 advantage on the glass in the second half. A 19-8 advantage on the glass, 12 of those being of offensive rebounds. So Memorial wins the game. They improved to 6-1 overall, 3-1 in the conference. Meanwhile, for North, they dropped to 4-3 overall, and they are 2-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. Derek, final thoughts.
Well, this was a game that was just dominated on the glass by Memorial. North, they tried to keep up with the relentless shots from Memorial. But even with their quality shots, it was just not enough to keep up with the amount of quantity that was coming from Memorial.
Well, the North Huskies back in action on Friday. They'll be back home for a non-conference game against Somerset. Memorial, meanwhile, is home against La Crosse Logan on Friday in a non-conference game. Our next coverage of high school basketball on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media will be another crosstown showdown right back here at North. It'll be boys basketball on Tuesday, January the 9th. So cue up all of the we'll see you next year jokes as the next game we'll have for high school basketball will be on January 9th in 2024. It'll be Memorial against North in boys basketball, the first crosstown showdown of this year on the boys' side. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here today. Once again, Eau Claire Memorial defeats North in girls basketball 57-51. Big thanks to Chris and Chuck back at the Palatial Studios of SEC Media. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano saying there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until next time, so long, everybody.
We're your home for Eau Claire area high school basketball this winter. Eau Claire Memorial and North games, along with Altoona and Regis. This is Scott Montesano. Join us for our next game, Tuesday, December 12th, for Intra-City Clash in Girls Basketball, Memorial versus North. Coverage begins at 7 on 93.5 FM and the Civic Media app. We're your home for Eau Claire area high school basketball this winter. Eau Claire Memorial and North games, along with Altoona and Regis. This is Scott Montesano. Join us for our next game, Tuesday, December 12th, for Intra-City Clash in Girls Basketball, Memorial versus North. Coverage begins at 7 on 93.5 FM and the Civic Media app.
A few Swedish duos. There's one called Flora Cash that we're kind of acquaintances with, and then another that we don't know personally, but they're called Smith and Tell. And I think that exact situation happened to them.
Yeah.
Like they were dating and they separated. And I think the thing is, like, you kind of, when it's your livelihood too, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know? So
you muscle through it.
The thing is, I would say we have a very good relationship. Like, we don't fight. Like, we're very, like, attuned. Like, so far, so good,
yeah.
You know? Like,
right.
We're 7 years into this marriage, and, like, we're doing great.
Okay.
And I think we would, I mean, the thing is, we really deeply care about each other, you know? And if things would go
maybe
awry,
we'll turn it into, we've been talking about, like, making a side project. Like, if 7,000 Part fails, we'll call it Ripped Apart.
That's more likely.
7,000 Ripped Apart.
We'll call it Ripped Apart.
Oh, just Ripped Apart. Okay.
Yeah. So, either way, whatever might fail, we could do Ripped Apart as, like,
a metal band.
Yeah. And we can, like, scream at each other on stage. How do you feel about that?
You guys have a lot to work out.
We're thinking ahead. Thinking ahead for this scenario.
And I'm here to help. That's what this is. Hey, it's 7,000 Apart. They're playing down the street at Hagermeister. Check them out. Check out their music on Spotify. Have a great trip and come back and see us when you get back. All right, guys?
Will do.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Terry Bell joins me next.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the Wright Bauer for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.